I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Roy Meat, Chief Marketing Officer at Regulus Cyber. Regulus Cyber is based in Haifa, Israel, and specializes in GPS cybersecurity. Founded by technical and operational veterans of the Israeli defense industry, their team has years of experience in senior research, electronic warfare, encryption, and autonomous systems. To learn more, visit Regulus.com. Roy, welcome. Thanks so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So, Roy, to start off, I saw on LinkedIn that you spent time folks who live in Israel do at the IDF, the Israeli Defense mm-hmm. Forces, and that gave you a background in military intelligence. So do you want to share with us a little about how that led your path to becoming a CMO at a cybersecurity company?
Sure. So when you look back at my military career, it's actually a bit different than the typical military intelligence folks you would normally find in cybersecurity companies.
Oh, okay.
Because I was more involved on the foreign relations side, which means I was working on cooperating and sharing intelligence with other military forces or other organizations in the region. And it was mostly around ensuring stability and cooperation and operational awareness of everything that is going on in the vicinity of Israel. And I would say that one of the most major influences from my service that eventually made me more interested in the tech scene in general, but specifically cybersecurity, is that I saw how much technology that we apply in the civilian world starts as a military application. And many of the cybersecurity products that we see coming out of Israel, and including the one that Regulus is working on, the GPS cybersecurity, have originated in different concepts in the military realm, because many of the same sensors we apply in the civilian world exist in the military as well. So I would say that that was the first seed of interest that drew me into this industry in the first place.
Fantastic. And you mentioned, is it Regulus? Am I saying that wrong? Is it not Regulus?
No, it's Regulus.
Okay,
you're saying
okay.
It correctly.
So I was looking at the offerings, and Regulus Cyber specializes in GPS cybersecurity. So I wanted to hear a little more from you about the threats that exist for GPS spoofing, you know, if someone listening has no baseline awareness, kind of what's out there that can kind of attack the GPS systems.
So it's a great question, because first of all, when you talk about cybersecurity, in 90, maybe even 95% of the cases, it's about the connected threat.
Okay.
Being threatened by a hacker in the online world, or viruses or Trojans. And GPS is a whole nother realm of cybersecurity. I would even say it's a forgotten realm of cybersecurity, because it's part of the world of sensor cybersecurity. So sensors are the eyes and ears of every machine. They are what allows them to perceive the world just like we do. And GPS is one of the most common sensors you can find worldwide. You probably have one in your phone.
Yeah.
Maybe you have one in your vehicle. When you take a flight abroad, your airplane and the autopilot systems in it are relying on GPS along with other sensors. And it even exists in all around us, in transportation systems, in the electric grid, in cellular antennas, in ships carrying our goods overseas. And GPS basically runs the entire global economy when it comes to transportation. And it's not only a source of location, it's also a very important source of accurate time, because each one of the satellites in space that are communicating GPS signals down to us also carries an atomic clock. And those clocks are used to synchronize, as I said, telecommunication, electrical grid, and other critical infrastructure around the globe. So GPS is essentially everywhere. And when it comes to cybersecurity for GPS, it's important to remember that GPS is a very old technology. It became operational back in the 80s.
Right.
Back then, cyber wasn't even a word. People weren't even looking at cybersecurity as an industry or as a concept. And GPS evolved to become a completely transparent and completely open signal, accessible to anyone and everyone, can be easily recorded and analyzed because of its purpose to provide a global positioning system and be accessible to all systems. But at the same time, it made it very vulnerable. And when I say vulnerable, I mean that it's very easy to replicate the GPS signal, simply record it, modify it, changing information about the time or the location, and then transmit it back into the air. And because the signal is doing such a long journey all the way from satellites, for example, down to your personal mobile device, it's very easy to overcome that signal if someone is broadcasting near you down here on Earth. And that essentially is the concept of spoofing, someone transmitting fake GPS signal with false information that gets captured by the target device. And that way you can influence the device by injecting that false information and cause a harm or manipulate your target.
Okay, great. And so you kind of touched upon my next question, which was like, how difficult is it? And it sounds like it's not necessarily that difficult. But in addition to that, is it pretty common? Is this something happening that maybe people aren't aware of?
So just touching in short about a difficult question. So you're right that it's technically simple, but it used to be very expensive. And that was the main reason why GPS spoofing and GPS hacking in general wasn't really popular, because you had to purchase something called a signal generator, RF signal generator. And it's a very expensive device. They usually start from the quarter of $1 million up to $1 million per unit. And it was very hard to replicate the GPS signal here on Earth. But in the past few years, there was a new invention that started becoming very popular called software-defined radios. It's essentially a small RF transmitter that you can customize by using code. And that code can define for the transmitter what specific bandwidth and what specific channel should they transmit on. And that's also allowing you to transmit GPS signals here on Earth. And the price point for software-defined radios is around $80 to $100. It's much, much cheaper.
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
Exactly. So in the past 4 years, we saw a massive surge of GPS spoofing attacks because it suddenly became financially feasible doing it here on Earth. And anyone can get this device from Amazon or eBay or any other website and learn how to use the proper code in order to generate that fake GPS signal. Now, regarding your second question, how common this type of attack? So it's still not as common as other cybersecurity threats. The connected threats today are rampant. You see headlines every day about cybersecurity threats that originate in the online arena, but it's still very present. And there were some events that actually shook the entire industries. For example, back in 2018, 53 ships in the Black Sea next to Russia reported that their navigation systems are showing as if they are in the middle of the Russian mainland, and they all had to stop in the middle of the sea, resulting in millions of dollars of losses because they could not continue navigating. And that was one of the largest scale maritime spoofing incidents on record.
Wow.
And that really highlighted the fact that the maritime industry that is heavily reliant on GPS for navigating out at sea is vulnerable to this type of attacks. Because once they do, if you're not aware they're happening, it's even worse because it slowly means that you're going off track, of course, and this can eventually result in a collision or accidents happening. And there are multiple maritime incidents reported worldwide every year. I'm talking about hundreds of them just in 2020 and 2019 that are suspicious GPS spoofing attacks that basically manipulated the navigation systems. And this is also true when you look, for example, at ride-sharing companies. You're probably familiar with Uber and Lyft.
Right.
And there's some bigger ones as well, like Didi and Grab in Asia. Okay. So they are a perfect example for the type of industries, billion-dollar industries, that grew thanks to the availability of GPS. They couldn't exist otherwise. GPS is at the core of those apps. And drivers are using GPS spoofing to spoof their own devices and generate fake rides. And basically that way they steal money from the ride-sharing company, creating rides that never occurred by transmitting as if they are currently moving from point A to B without even leaving their home.
Wow.
And you have entire teams. For example, Uber recently released the research of their anti-fraud team of ways they are trying to identify when GPS spoofing takes place in order to prevent those fraudulent activities from taking place. And it's really crossing multiple industries. I mean, just thinking about the Pokemon Go game. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, yep.
But it's a location-based game.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
And if you go to the Pokemon Go forum on Reddit, for example, 50% of the posts are teenagers that are acquiring these very dangerous spoofing technologies just to spoof their phone and catch Pokemons in other countries. Or especially now during the quarantine where everyone are stuck at their rooms.
Oh, yeah.
So they're using it to capture Pokemon outside. And for them, they're just cheating a game. But essentially, they're transmitting a very dangerous signal over the air that can affect multiple systems around them. And it shows you two things. First, how easy it is. And second, how common SDR technology is around the globe and how often it's used. And if you ask me, that's a red light, because that gives you an indication of a very dangerous future we're heading to if we continue relying on GPS so much and at the same time ignore the fact that it's easily hackable.
Right. And speaking of the types of things that can be done with GPS spoofing, there was a June 2020 Geek Time article that I read where a year ago you and the team at Regulus hacked and drove a Tesla Model 3 off of the road. So do you want to tell us a little about how you all did that and kind of the problems that poses to everyone, Tesla drivers or not?
So first of all, this report is by far the most viral research that we released at Regulus.
Yeah.
And it's not just because it's Tesla. You would think it's just because of that, but it's actually because it's the first time that there's an actual footage and recording of real-time GPS spoofing taking over a car's driving system. You can find the detailed research on our blog, including videos from the driver's seat, how it feels like being hijacked by GPS spoofing. And that research was made possible because of one feature that Tesla implemented in the Model 3 vehicles, which is called Navigate on Autopilot. And it's an amazing feature, by the way. I really enjoyed driving with it. It allows the vehicle to take turns off and on highways for you, just doing the interchange exit. Once it's done with the exit maneuver, you have to take manual control again.
Okay.
It's almost like a short taste of autonomy because they cannot put full autonomy yet due to regulation issues and all kinds of other limitations. But that short autonomous maneuver capability is heavily reliant on GPS because it uses the GPS to identify when the vehicle reached that designated exit. So what we try to do is simply renting out the Tesla Model 3 going on some open road and then see what happens if we spoof the vehicle to think that it's already reached the designated exit. And as expected, it automatically started the exit maneuver.
Mm.
And it means it activated the right or the left blinker. It started turning the wheel. And if the other sensors, for example, the camera and the radar, didn't detect any obstacles, the vehicle would actually complete the maneuver. So that we realized that by using GPS spoofing, we could cause the vehicle to do three things. We could cause the vehicle to decelerate, to hit the brakes because it thought it's about taking a turn, so we can actually activate the brakes remotely. It causes the vehicle to activate the blinkers and indicate that it's going to take a turn. And it causes the vehicle to take the actual turn if the surrounding environment fits what the GPS shows. So let's say it's an earlier exit, we could cause the vehicle to leave on that exit. If it's even like an emergency shoulder turn, it would also take that because it sees a dotted line on the right-hand side. So it thinks, okay, that's the location I can turn safely. So as long as the other sensors did not indicate an imminent danger, the vehicle would take a turn. That actually proved for the first time that using just GPS spoofing, you could control the vehicle's navigation system and navigation decision-making as well.
Wow, that's incredible. And that has the potential, I'm just thinking about myself when I've gotten off the wrong highway exit, how disorienting that can be. And, you know, the possibilities that exist there.
Absolutely. And even though at this point, it's not necessarily life-threatening, even though you'll see in the experiment, we did manage to, in a case where the exit was on the left-hand side and there was a car coming from the other lane, then you could actually cause the vehicle to drive into incoming traffic, which is quite dangerous because right. It was never planned to do such a maneuver. In the far future, when you see more level 3 and level 4, and especially level 5 vehicles on the road, there won't be any backup driver to grab the wheel and recognize that something is going wrong. And all of those systems are designed to rely on GPS as a given fact, as if it's always going to be there, available, reliable, and resilient against any interferences. And that's a very problematic assumption, because as long as GPS is at the core of the decision-making, it's put the entire decision-making and the entire sensor fusion algorithms at risk.
And you use the Tesla Model 3 as the example for this because of that feature, the navigate on autopilot. But is this something that's possible for vehicles that don't have, you know, that aren't Teslas, that don't have that feature? Are there other vulnerabilities that exist for, you know, like a Chevrolet or a Honda or what have you?
So we tested, this is the only test we released publicly with Tesla's agreement, obviously.
Right.
But we tested over like 14 or 15 different OEMs.
Oh, okay.
Companies.
Yeah.
All of them were affected by GPS spoofing. We never found a vehicle that is not affected.
Okay.
But most of them exhibited a minor impact on the driver because the GPS is simply in the vehicles you currently see on the road, in most of them, GPS is just a driving indicator. So what you said was correct. Usually the harm was taking the wrong turn, the driver making the wrong decision. But we have to think, not now, we have to think over the next 5 or 10 years. And there are already vehicles on the road, not just Tesla, that have these new features of that are similar to navigate on autopilot. And we haven't tested those yet, but I'm pretty sure that they're using GPS to do the turn-by-turn decision-making. And if this is where the industry is going, then we're heading to a very dangerous future.
Right. And
so,
oh, go ahead.
Just a side note, I have to say that Tesla was only chosen because it's always a step ahead with this technology. Okay. And it's the only company that allows you to try this technology on the road at this point of time. But I'm sure that any OEM that we would have tested it would have these kind of advanced features and would exhibit similar vulnerabilities. I mean, I'm not aware, based on our testing, that anyone has prepared their vehicles to deal with such a threat.
Right. And I had also read that Regulus partnered with Samsung's company Harman for Shield. And so I wanted to hear more about that and also hear from you more about Vehicle Security Operations Centers, or VSOC.
Okay. So Harman Shield is a cybersecurity package offered by Harman, which is a large tier one owned by Samsung.
Right.
And that that solution includes many, many facets of cybersecurity for vehicles, including addressing the connected threat we discussed earlier.
Okay.
And detecting a cybersecurity risk and fleet-wide analysis solutions and achieving compliance with regulatory requirements for cybersecurity. It has many, many facets. And after understanding the huge value of detecting spoofing in vehicle systems and being able to prevent it from affecting the system in case the signal is jeopardized, Harman decided to include Regulus as part of their offering in the Shield cybersecurity package. And the concept of VSOC that you asked about, well, OEMs are essentially going through a very big transition now, going more digital, and it's not just brick and mortar operation where you just talk about the mechanical aspects of vehicles.
Right.
One of those adaptations is actually having some kind of a online 24/7 operation center that can assess cybersecurity risks in real time. And I think spoofing is a great example because, as you probably understood, since it's a signal transmitted over the air, it won't necessarily affect one vehicle. It can affect the whole highway or an entire interchange. So if you have one vehicle flagging that it's currently being affected by spoofing, you can transmit that information to all the vehicles in the vicinity and prepare them to take maybe evasive maneuvers or be aware that they are going to be affected by a hostile signal. And that way you can prevent any further incidents from occurring.
Okay, interesting. And thank you for elaborating on that. And then you also wrote an article recently about how I did a lot of research. I'm like, I read this, I read that. But you also wrote an article recently about how GPS is a weapon against the coronavirus. So could you share with our listeners some of the recent developments in the world of GPS and GNSS that you touched upon in the article?
Yes. So first of all, two things that I want to mention to our listeners. GPS is way beyond automotive, as I mentioned, which is why Regulus is only, automotive is only one of our business verticals. If you go to our website, you can see we have customers in maritime, in aviation, even mobile phones. One of the interesting industries that actually came to us is electronic monitoring, house arrest offenders that are being tracked with GPS ankle monitors and protecting those from spoofing so they cannot leave the household without being detected. There is an endless amount of applications for GPS, and we discover almost on a monthly basis more and more customers coming to us from various industries. And the second thing that is important to mention is the term GNSS that you mentioned.
Yeah.
So GNSS stands for Global Navigation Satellite System. This is actually the umbrella term for GPS, which is the American Global Positioning Satellite System.
Okay.
And also other positioning systems that are exist in our space, including GLONASS, which is the Russian system, Baidu, which is the Chinese system, and Galileo, which is the European system. And depending on your phone's model, I don't know which one you have, it probably uses more than just GPS. My phone, for example, is using GPS, GLONASS, and Baidu at the same time, because the more satellites you have, the more accuracy.
Right.
So GNSS is an umbrella term for all of those different satellite constellations. We just say GPS because it's convenient. It was the first one, and that's what most people know.
Yeah.
But in the example of Tesla or the maritime example that I gave, usually the spoofing is GNSS spoofing. So the spoofer attacks several constellations at the same time and not just GPS, because they're using several constellations at the same time.
Okay.
So that's two important remarks for the listeners who don't necessarily come from the world of GNSS. The article that discusses coronavirus and GPS, I think it was an interesting example of what I said, the flexibility of GPS technology. Essentially, you have to remember that once you have a location of, let's say, people and movement, it's much more easier to also monitor the spread of something like a virus. And essentially, we are all carrying tracking devices, our phones. And one of the things that I mentioned in the article is that several governments around the globe, including the Israeli government, they decided to utilize this existing information of location provided by phones to track movement of people who were discovered as positive for COVID. So they came to a test, they were discovered as positive, and then they used their location history to automatically send a warning, a text message to anyone who were in their vicinity to go and get checked. And that way you can quickly stop the spread of the disease. That's one innovative example of how you can utilize GPS and location technology to quickly address potential infection incidents.
Interesting. Okay. Very cool. And then you touched upon virus killing robots, which I found very interesting as well.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, it's very sensitive to send out, let's say, personnel to heavily infected areas, like, for example, the city of Wuhan in China.
Right.
You don't want to put anyone at risk. So using robots was a perfect method, because not only they don't carry the infection, but they can also spray large areas day and night. They don't need any breaks. And they can sanitize large areas such as markets or shopping malls before they are getting reopened post-quarantine. And that became a very valid method to clean out cities to avoid further infection. And many of those robots, the way they navigate the streets, for example, is GPS. Mm. And we already have everything mapped out. You already know which regions or which neighborhoods in a city have higher infection rates. You send out that detailed street map to a group of robots, and they're simply doing a street by street, block by block sanitization automatically based on the GPS location.
Very cool. And so, so I didn't realize cities actually used those, like those exist and they were utilized.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There are really nice videos on YouTube, especially in Asian countries. It was more popular using robots to do that. Some of them as big as, you know, garbage trucks, huge robots with tanks of cleaning material and disinfecting entire streets.
Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess to wind down the conversation, I was thinking, you know, for anyone listening, like what are ways that people and organizations, what have you, can help protect against GPS spoofing? Is there anything folks and organizations can do as far as cyber hygiene and things of this nature?
Actually, I never thought about cyber hygiene in the world of GPS, but now that you say it, the simple answer is yes. If you think about it, when a GPS signal gets spoofed or hijacked, it shows location or time that are different than reality. So you have to think creatively when you design a system, how you can cross-check or cross-reference that information. And for example, Tesla already did something very important. If the GPS shows that a turn is about to appear, but the camera and the radar see a wall on the right-hand side, then it means something is wrong. It means that there is mismatch between the GPS information and the sensor information. So in general, I would say that any company or any platform that uses GPS needs to think of methods to compare that information constantly with information coming from other sensors. And usually most technologies that we have, from the phones in our pocket up to airplanes in the air, they have several sensors. They don't just rely on only GPS. So comparing that information on an ongoing matter is a very efficient and simple method to detect spoofing. It doesn't cover all cases, unfortunately. And there's many types of methods of spoofing that can overcome that. And for that, you need the second stage of, let's say, GPS cybersecurity, which is what Regulus and other companies in the field are addressing, which is using different algorithms or software to upgrade the existing GPS receiver and provide it with the capability of filtering out any signals that are suspicious as being fake or purposely generated. And there's different methods to detect those, and that's the secret sauce of what Regulus has been working on, essentially, on how to identify when a signal is actually not coming from space or it's not trustworthy.
Great. Well, Roy, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a really fascinating conversation, and I think people are going to really enjoy learning more about GPS spoofing and virus killing robots and everything that you and everyone at Regulus are doing. It's really cool.
It's my pleasure. And I always enjoy this kind of conversations because it also helps me understand this amazing concept of GPS that we take for granted on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We definitely do. And I'm realizing that too in our conversation. So thank you.
It's my pleasure.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Roy Meat, Chief Marketing Officer at Regulus Cyber. Founded by technical and operational veterans of the Israeli defense industry, Regulus Cyber has years of experience in senior research, electronic warfare, encryption, and autonomous systems, specializing in GPS cybersecurity. To learn more, visit Regulus.com. And for more on cybersecurity and cybercrime, you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.